You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back on the field for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I am Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on the practice field. And of course, right behind me is the conditioning center at Dove Valley. That's where a lot of hard work is going on for the Broncos right now. That's where they're going through a lot of their weightlifting drills, a lot of their conditioning drills as part of the off-season work, phase one of the off-season work, to begin getting ready for the 2015 season. But as we go on, the mailbag continues. It's just like the regular season here. So let's get started with a question from Chris Grace. And he asks, with all the picks the Broncos have in this year's draft, as well as their limited roster spots, do you think the Broncos could trade up a few spots in the draft? I definitely think that's a possibility, but I wouldn't say it's because of the limited roster spots, because, you know, if the Broncos find that they like guys enough, whether, you know, between the draft and then the undrafted ranks, then, you know, they may make some personnel moves at the bottom of the roster and go with rookies instead of some of the reserve future signings that they added earlier in the offseason. So, you know, that doesn't really have to stop them or force a move on them, and, you know, based on roster construction. But that being said, a trade up would not surprise me, especially if, you know, certain guys fall. You know, one guy I'm focused on is Randy Gregory out of Nebraska, because he's, you know, he's sliding down some draft boards because of the marijuana test at the combine, the positive test that he had. And of course, he had a couple of positive tests earlier in his college career, so that's going to cause some questions. But you look at an elite pass rusher like that, who's also a pretty good run defender despite playing at 235 on the outside. You know, if he slips in the 20s, I think if you're one of those teams like the Broncos in the late 20s or early 30s in terms of your first round pick, I think you've got to think about going up and trying to get him. And certainly with the Broncos, you know, there's not an immediate need for an edge rusher. DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller both come back, but you know, Ware's going into his 11th season, you know, and also the way his contract is structured, you know, you wonder if he's going to be back for 2016 or not. So that might be a wise move if he ends up dropping. And then look at some of the offensive linemen. We talked about that as a potential need. You know, Eric Flowers, a lot of people have him tagged as a guy who's picked in the mid-teens, the offensive lineman out of Miami. But what if he drops in the 20s? Again, the value starts being there, and maybe you think about making a move up a few picks to get him. Now, the Broncos are constricted in the kind of trades they can make, because four of their picks are compensatory, so they cannot deal those. But the other six can be swapped, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos see someone dropping and then move up to try to get him, perhaps somewhere in the early 20s. Our next question from Corey Strozier, if I mispronounced your name, I sincerely apologize. And Corey wants to know if David Bruton has a legitimate chance to win the starting free safety job in camp. I think he does. It's certainly a wide open situation, because, you know, there's all the talk about Bradley Roby getting some work at safety when the Broncos go into the base package to try to get him on the field as more than just a number three cornerback in nickel and dime sub packages. So he's in the mix. Bruton, you know, has starting experience in the past on a limited basis, but saw his snaps go up late last year. You know, when injuries hit the safety core, and proved to be very effective on the back end, particularly at reading screen passes as they develop, diagnosing them, and then making plays against them. So, you know, certainly he's in the mix. He wants the job, and he, like all the other players on the defense, has been told that there's going to be some open competition. So I think Bruton could make that push. But that being said, you know, Darian Stewart, Broncos brought him in from Baltimore. He's been a starter. You know, Gary Kubiak, they didn't coach him directly because he was the offensive coordinator in Baltimore. And Stewart, of course, is on defense at safety, but he certainly knows what he can do, likes him, and that's part of the reason why he's here. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge for Bruton to push for that job. But, you know, given how he improved last year with some extra playing time, and given, I think, a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, I think he could make a push in camp. And free safety is just one position where there's a competition. I think you obviously look at the offensive line, left guard, center, right tackle. And then, of course, the draft is going to shake everything up a bit, because the Broncos, you know, might add a couple of guys who make their own push for playing time. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch OTAs and training camp to see what positions end up having, you know, interesting battles for playing time, and free safety may well be at the top of that list. Thanks for all your questions, and as always, if you want in on the mailbag, just hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and ask me a question with the hashtag AskMace, or go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. You can use the form there, or the form that's on every mailbag on denverbroncos.com at the bottom of the page. I get a lot of questions from there, and in fact, the two that we received this week came from the form on last week's mailbag. So thanks for checking in. And we'll talk to you next week as the Broncos go through the 2015 NFL Draft.